The campaign committee for Washington, D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams has been fined $277,000. The city's election board found that Mayor Williams' campaign workers forged more than 5,000 signatures, more than half of those submitted on nominating petitions. The mayor has been credited with turning around a city that under Marion Barry became fodder for late-night comedians. But now Williams' own competence is being questioned. From member station WAMU, James Jones reports.
A few months ago, Mayor Anthony Williams was cruising in his bid for a second term. His approval rating hovered around 70%. But the man who ran 4 years ago on competence rather than flair failed to secure a spot on the September 10th primary ballot because of the nominating petition debacle. Professor Jeffrey Hennig is an expert on Washington, D.C. politics.
Oh, I think there's no question that he's lost some credibility, that this tarnishes his reputation as a manager to some extent. This was a major screw-up.
And that screw-up has forced Mayor Williams to pursue a very difficult road back to City Hall.
And I am committed to winning re-election as a Democrat, even if it means overcoming the challenge of a write-in candidacy.
The unprecedented write-in effort has prompted the mayor to connect with voters one-on-one, something Williams himself has said isn't his strong suit, and his opponents sense an opening. On Monday, the Reverend Willie Wilson, an influential minister whose church is located in one of the poorest sections of the city, announced his own write-in campaign.
In 1998, I took a stand, along with the majority of the residents of this city, in the support of the current mayor, Mayor Williams. To my deep dismay, it soon became apparent that Mayor Williams was not the leader that we hoped for.
Longtime Williams critic Vanessa Dixon says even though the mayor is African American, many residents in this 65% black city worry where his support comes from.
The general perception is that it comes outside of D.C., that it comes from a small elite group within Washington, that it comes from Congress, and that it comes from big business. It does not come from the people.
Mayor Williams fears that such rhetoric could divide the city on racial and class lines.
I am deeply, deeply concerned about keeping our city together. I just put it in the positive. Philosophically and in every way, my campaign is about unifying our city.
A Williams victory now depends on turning out his base. Supporters like Minnie Green say any campaign based on race won't trump Williams' many accomplishments.
That man has brought dignity to Washington, D.C. We haven't had that in a long time, until this man came in.
Mayor Williams' newfound vulnerability has helped expose a division along racial and economic lines that had been below the surface during most of his tenure. A mayor lauded for his running of the city now has to answer questions about his seeming inability to run a campaign. For NPR News, I'm James Jones in Washington.